Is the death as element, the knowing, as Ajahn Chah called it, and Rigpa, as the Tibetans call it, the same thing? And how is that different from the fifth khanda, consciousness? Finally, how can one practice with seeing the grasping of that khanda in meditation? I don't know enough about the Rigpa and what it refers to within the Tibetan tradition, so I can't really comment on that. And the deathless element, or Ajahn Chah referring it to the knowing in a particular way, Puru, the difference with fifth khanda consciousness is that the function of consciousness as a khanda is just a knowledge of the senses. Consciousness of the eye, consciousness of the ear, consciousness of the nose. It performs a very ordinary, mundane function. And in terms of the recognition of grasping, probably consciousness is so quick that it's probably more apparent in aspects of the mental formation as opposed to consciousness. But through extrapolation, one's consciousness is functioning with grasping, but it's more through seeing that manifestation, suffering, dis-ease, discontent, that one starts to recognize, okay, there is some form of grasping taking place. I mean, the grasping could also be taking place in terms of an assumption of selfhood within consciousness. I am some kind of global consciousness proliferating around that. So, I mean, that's a means by which we can sometimes be, that one can recognize that there's some form of grasping taking place with